This is Twit.
Lori Gill's iMore.com is still off.
Wow.
So is Crackberry because, and this is a classic story, they were very early. Their IT department immediately saw the first Binance hack and grokked that it was going to go to, I guess they saw a couple of people, and they somehow understood that it must be blue checks, so they immediately changed all their passwords, which was the worst thing they could do.
I did, while we were on the show last week.
Unfortunate.
I changed the password. And so when everybody else came back, I wasn't back. I had to go to an executive whose job this was not, but who was very nice. I don't want to say who it was because everybody would go to him and they think they have a Twitter problem. But he was very nice and he got me up. But I had to go through a couple steps to get back up because I was obviously it turned a flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you're a QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Well, let's talk about that. I want to tell you about that.
All right, let me finish the Twitter hack.
By the way,
yes?
Ghislaine Maxwell... her father, I've met her. Her father had very close Russian connections and was presumed to be a Russian spy. So I
You're
don't know.
Kidding.
I could play the conspiracy theorist. Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
you
no,
pronounce
no.
G-H-I-S-L-I-N-E
Glenn.
As Glenn?
Glenn. Glenn.
Glenn.
I heard it from her father.
It's like Siobhan. It's like one of those weird Irish long...
And then Barr's father, of course, hired... Epstein's to teach at the college, and Maxwell has ties to the Israeli and Russian mobs through her father. And yeah, I could do conspiracy
theories. There's a lot of threads on that one, boy.
Oh, wow. Are there?
Don't start pulling because the whole sweater will fall apart. But just to go full circle on the Twitter attack, the New York Times did some, I think, intrepid reporting. Unless it proves that. At some point that they were taken for a ride. But they, I think, did a pretty good job of verifying that they were getting from people actually at the scene the story of what happened. And they did this very quickly. This was only a couple of days later. And they were able to finger a user named Kirk. A user named Kirk. Who claimed at the time that he worked at the Twitter, which would sort of make sense, except that it turned out he didn't work for Twitter. He, in fact, did have access, though, to something that only Twitter employees should have access to, the God account, the God dashboard that lets you do anything. But the most, I think, dramatic part of this story, and again, they're getting this from... people who are connected to the hack, they matched their social media and cryptocurrency accounts to accounts that were involved. The people that they were talking to also presented screenshots and other corroborating evidence, logs on Discord, so and so forth. So there's some reason to believe this story. But boy, this is, if you're Twitter and they've not admitted to this or said anything about it, this is the thing that is the most damning for Twitter. It turns out, no, Kirk didn't, in fact... work at Twitter, but he did get access to the God mode because apparently Twitter had put the credentials for the administrator console in, pinned them, in fact, in their internal Slack messaging channel.
Oh, that's smart.
Oops. That's not bueno.
Not bueno. And that's true. No, that's bueno. Stacy's perfect expert opinion. Yeah. Yes.
And that's all bueno. That had to be hacked, really, was that Slack, and that gave him access to all those accounts. Still, I think this kind of the unknown, which was, is Kirk really Vladimir, and were the spammy and probably not very lucrative messages just a misdirection while he did other things? Because he certainly could have done other things. Twitter says only the DMs of 8 accounts were downloaded and all 8 were unverified. But they won't say what the accounts were.
I know. Please.
If it's not blue checks,
who cares about them?
Yeah, we don't care about them.
When all this not stuff the peons.
Was, yeah.
When all this stuff was going down, I had reached out to our friend Dan Patterson because he covers a lot of the security stuff. And the first thing he said to me, he's like, this can't be the end game. This is more than likely misdirection.
That's certainly tempting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's certainly so that's, tempting. Dan will be on Twitter on Sunday, by the way, so I'll ask
him. Oh, he will? Yeah. Sweet. He didn't tell me, and I just talked to him a few minutes ago.
Hiding things from Ant.
Well, he figured you would know because you're there.
Yeah, you'll know that. Yeah. Dan, of course, works for CBS. He's great.
CBS News. Yeah.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, if you have to think suspiciously, like, okay, this could have been something, you know, the 12 nine-dimensional chess, whatever, how many dimensions of chess?
Nine?
As many as you want, basically.
But I'm also kind of like, after reading the New York Times story, I was like, oh, these are a bunch of stupid kids.
They're
just
kids.
Having fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They may have just stolen, you know, their friends' accounts credentials just to see if they were talking about them. And that's not implausible. It right. would be stupid for you to, like, mm-hmm. plan for that.
Right.
But
so they, you know, if that's who we're talking about, didn't get a lot of money. If you watch the account, you can't really judge because hackers typically will put money into and out of accounts in such a way that you can't really be sure how much money they're making. But we do have one source, Binance, which is a Bitcoin exchange. Binance said, as soon as we saw that address, we blocked it, and we were able to block more than $250,000 of transactions.
Oh,
so a lot
goodness.
Of people wanted to put money in.
Idiots.
But,
idiots.
But, you know, it wasn't a super lucrative hack. It's like you have the keys to Disneyland, and all you decide to do is ride the train around in a circle. It seems like they could have done more.